Richard Ray with Leicestershire left arm spinner Callum Parkinson. Callum, in the end, they were a tough day on a pretty flat track, but stuck at it, and it's important to pick up that wicket at the end there.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a tough day. I mean, we knew it was going to be hard work. Obviously, us getting 400 and the pitch not really doing much, we knew we were in for a hard day's graft, but I think we stuck with it pretty well. I think it took us a while to get going through the seamers. We went at 4 and over throughout the day, which is obviously disappointing, but I mean, it is first class cricket and we've got quite a young bowling attack really, so I think lessons learned and hopefully come back tomorrow stronger.
Go back to this morning, the end, once again the tail wagged. Tough coming in at number 11, but you're batting very well at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, obviously the lads in the dressing room will know I'm itching to get up the order, but it's kind of a unique team. Everyone bats really well, and you saw some of the shots Dieter was playing, and Zach as well, batting at number 9, getting 48. Really useful runs, and I think it just boosts the top 6 as well, if they know that they've got lads coming in at the back end that can put on extra runs, and it definitely helped us today.
Getting 400 in the first innings hasn't happened very often this season, but it means you're very much in the game, doesn't it? It's a good basis to start with.
Yeah, definitely. It gives us, obviously, like you said, a good basis. And I mean, if we can get a couple of wickets early tomorrow, have them 290 for 6-7, we're right on top of the game.
And for yourself, great to get into the rhythm of bowling, sort of 20 overs. Tough, yeah, but good to get in that rhythm.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, conditions were a little more helpful than Grace Road. I wouldn't say ideal. Obviously saw Ashwin in the first innings, had a long toil as well, so I knew it wasn't going to be easy, but I knew I had the backing of my captain, and I knew I could, if I set the right fields and was nice and patient, I knew I'd get my rewards in the end.
A lot of dust on the pitch, it is dry, but any signs of it starting to take a little bit more turn? Not too many yet.
Not really, maybe day 4. Again, that's why it's vital tomorrow that we start well, and any lead on this pitch will be crucial going into day 4.
And obviously your best figure so far for Leicestershire, so that's pleasing.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, on a personal point of view, it's been a good game so far, so hopefully we can push forward tomorrow. Like I said, couple of wickets, get the night watchman in, and then push on from there.
I don't know whether you can throw any light on why you were taken off after you just taken that second wicket.
The captain's got a lot of options. Ben Rain, I thought, bowled superbly today. So obviously he came on. It's just about mixing it up, making sure things don't get too similar. And we've got a lot of options, like I said. Even Adil got up a few overs. And I thought Dieter and Zach, they'll bowl better. But again, showed glimpses of real pace. And hopefully tomorrow it's further good signs for them too as well.